Caution. This podcast is designed for mature audiences. We delve into topics surrounding sexuality and intimate relationships in a candid and open manner. Please note that we are not licensed marriage or sex therapists, and the content shared here is intended solely for entertainment and informational purposes. If you are under 18 years old or prefer not to engage in explicit discussions about sex, relationships, or mature language, we advise against proceeding further. However, if you're of legal age and comfortable with such content, feel free to settle in, grab a beverage, and enjoy this episode. Just remember, time flies when you're having fun. Oh, and the stories you're about to hear are true. The names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, where every episode is a journey of discovery, liberation, and endless possibility. Join your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine, as they peel back the layers of convention, inviting you into a world where passion knows no boundaries. Beyond Monogamy, a podcast that transcends the traditional norms of relationships to uncover the raw, unfiltered stories about the lifestyle. And now, your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine.
Everybody's back on. I'm ready. Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, the podcast. I'm Janet Valentine.
I'm Roger Johnson.
I'm Barbie Triple E.
And I'm Steve the Professor.
So what do we got? What do we know? Last time Roger was gone due to family action or out-of-pocket action, whatever. Yeah. We were just having fun. You were out there just cheating on us, having fun.
What did I miss?
What did he miss, guys?
I don't even remember. Is that terrible?
God, it's bad. Oh, bull riding. We talked about bull riding.
Bull riding, yeah, the new sex Olympic.
I was going to say, is this bull as in Brahma or by, what is it, acronym?
No.
The synonym?
Actually, it's riding the motor bunny bull.
You put the woman on and see how long she can last on the Symbian.
Number three.
Yes. We couldn't guess, and so that went on. All right. Then we had a discussion. That was the one. I went the handicap room that I can't do. I couldn't do a dark room anymore. I'm too old. I would bump into crap and fall over, and then I wouldn't be able to get up, and it'd be like somebody go in there and help the woman get up.
She's fallen and she can't get up.
I would need a handicap room, definitely in the dark, dark room. And so we once again explored. That was when I think you were there, Roger, when we talked about I scared the hell out of both of you guys talking about finding a guy to suck on your anyway. Right.
Well,
I believe we also talked about how I am not interested in making friends anymore at these things. I just want to fuck. Okay. I don't want to go antiquing. I don't want to go on a cruise ship. I know you want to go on a cruise ship, but I don't want to. I don't want to get stuck that way. I want the comforts, and I want to be able to walk away from somebody and not have to worry if I see that bastard in the morning at breakfast because I didn't feel like fucking him.
Yeah. You know, and a lot of times these ships have 5,000 people on them, but still, it does not matter. You're going to run into these people.
You say that, but I heard about people who ran into the puppy dog dock, and if the puppy dog dock is on there, I'm getting off the boat.
Keep my money. I'm leaving.
I'm out of here.
Yeah. Well, I have three short things.
Yay. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, hopefully that's not what she said.
No.
Well, fortunately, I have a public service announcement, PSA first. About cover stories. And I know we have discussed this in the past and almost ad nauseum, but this past week, Elle was visiting with the Siren.
Okay.
And come to find out, the Siren's sister wanted to do a girls' weekend on a specific weekend that we're having a party.
Oh.
Siren says, we already have plans. Well, what are you doing? Well, we're going to hear it. Well, judge up. We have friends coming to town, and we're going to see them with Steve and Elle. Okay. Well, how do they know each other? What's going on? Well, then the backstory is you have to be careful of your backstory. What's your backstory? So the siren said, well, we met this couple through the military, and they were business partners with Elle and Steve. So now we're going camping this weekend with the siren's sister-in-law and brother-in-law. Sister and brother-in-law. Mm-hmm. So now we have to have the same cover story. So Elle and Siren have been discussing this. So we have the right cover story. So just in case, everybody, you have to have a backstory for how you met everybody.
Yeah, friendships. Once you develop friendships, it can be everybody's going to ask how you hooked up or how did you guys become friends? Because there's usually some distance.
I say friends of friends, or I met him at somebody's party and I can't even remember who the person was. Okay.
Right.
I will say that. I will pull that old lady card. I will pull that. I will see. Now, we used to tell the neighbor next door, because we really liked him, and we would hang out with them in their backyard and drink and, you know, shoot the shit. And they were great people. But when we would have our parties, you could throw a rock and hit their house. So they knew we were having a party. And so we had to tell them, and we first started out, and I would tell them baby shower for somebody. And then I would tell them cousin's birthday for somebody. And then finally, Fabio just said, it's my fraternity. Okay. And I would love to invite you, but it's for fraternity members only. Sorry. Okay. Yeah, so it has to be something that the cover story has to be something to the effect of, well, then how come I'm not invited?
You know?
Yes.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So good. Okay. So I have a short story. And we all know this person. I will call her Short Round. Does that give you an idea of who this is?
Yes.
Okay. Her ex was the physician's assistant.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's been a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Been a couple days ago. So anyway, we're going to a party where everybody's there. She shows up late. And she walks in madder than a smashed cat. So we're all talking. And so she's, hi, yeah, yeah, yeah. We pull off the little sign and said, what is wrong? She goes, I had to take an Uber here because dumbass is drunk and car got impounded, yada, yada, got a DWI, car is impounded. So the Uber driver was a high school friend of hers.
Oh, my.
So she gives him a blowjob on the way to the party, sucks him off. She goes, the motherfucker made me pay for the Uber still.
Ah, that's great. Oh, my God. That's great.
I said, are you kidding me? She goes, no. So I said, now I understand why you're a little pissed off.
Yeah.
Give a guy a blowjob, you got to pay for it.
That's right. Wait a minute. Yeah. Wait a minute.
A gentleman does not do that.
And that's a whole new line of Uber.
Yeah. Yeah.
Think of the drivers they would have.
Uber doesn't do happy endings. Is that the whole line? Is that the marketing on it?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. That's Uber right. You can do it, endings. But you still got to pay.
Yeah. No right. joke.
Now, this person, I thought her boyfriend got his license taken away like many years ago.
Yeah, he did. That's why. Yeah.
Because he and I threw a coffee maker into the lake at one point.
Oh, wow.
What? There's a lot more to that story.
Yes, yeah. It was at a party and it wasn't working. And I got to tell you, if you have spent all night playing, and then you're in charge of that party because Big Dick Donnie, we had too many people for one house. So we had Big Dick Donnie at his house, we had the rest of us, which were right across the lake, the cove from them. Okay. And then they arranged the second house for us. Well, the coffee maker wouldn't work. And we got up in the morning and everybody's in line for the coffee maker. And I'm trying to make it work. And I am trying to fix it. And I'm trying to put vinegar in it to pour it out and everything else. And I cannot get it done. And so I called Big Dick Donnie's wife. And I was like, Karen, what is going on? And she says, well, blah, blah, blah. Try this, try that. I tried all those things. The line keeps getting longer. People are getting madder, okay, at me. And I did not want the responsibility because, once again, I was there to fuck. I was not there to take care of you all after the party, okay, then the next morning. And so I went out and said, Karen, go out on your deck. And she said, why? And I said, just go out on your deck and look. And then I went out on the deck and I grabbed it. I had poured the water out of it. I grabbed the whole thing. And he walks out and says, are you going to do what I think you're going to do? And I said, yeah. And he goes, I will help. And so together, we take this coffee maker and do the 1, 2, 3. And then we flung that some bitch into the lake. And so it fell in the middle of the lake. And she's on the phone and she goes, did you just do what I think you did? And I said, yes, I did. And I said, if they want me to buy them another coffee maker, I can, but I've had it.
Okay.
So yes. Yeah. That's my memory of him. This is also the guy that used to like to wear a lot of different kind of underwear, correct?
Yes. And she's the one that didn't tell anybody that she's trying to get pregnant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That was also a party faux pas. She did not tell any of the people that she was trying to get pregnant. And the thing is, there was a couple people that had live bullets that did not know that. And that was one of them was Steve. And when we found out, we were like, holy crud.
Yeah.
So she was married, but she was trying to get pregnant. So she would have taken any sperm. Is that what we're saying?
She wanted to get married. She was engaged to this guy.
Oh.
And still on again, off again, on again, off again.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Right. Ooh. She's the same one.
Never think of that.
She's the same one that Fabio and I, when we went over to play with them, she had us over at her house. She did not tell me that she had a 4-year-old daughter that was in the other room. We were in her bedroom playing, the four of us. There is a little knock on the door. A little knock on the door, and the little girl's voice says, Mommy. And she says to me and Fabio, you need to hide in the closet.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
So we hid.
I got to get my clothes.
Yeah, hang on.
Gotta get my clothes.
We're going to hide.
Mm-hmm.
And after you're not going to find us. Uh-huh. We're going to hide out in the car.
And I'm going to go right out there.
You all say this, but in the meantime, there's only one way out, and that little girl's standing at that way.
I know. You're okay? Right. I'm going to hide. But I'm going to get dressed.
That
little girl's
standing at that way. And the thing is, as crazy as she is, Fabio loved fucking her. Okay.
Oh, she's a fun fuck.
Right. Okay. So there's certain things that you do, and I can't believe, but I took my clothes and I got in the closet with Fabio, and I was like, I cannot tell you the last time I hid in a closet. It had to have been like 40 years ago, folks. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was a lot younger.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And her boyfriend was really hot, but he also was this, he loved his body. He worked out all the time, and he would bring his all of his underwear, all of his G-strings, all of his leather banana hammocks, you know, all of them. And he would put them across there and say, see, pick out what one you want me to wear. I'm sorry, sweetheart. I don't really care. Any of them.
Yeah. I don't really give a shit.
Over in the corner.
Uh-huh. I like it El Natural.
First take those off that you have on. Okay. I'll let you know when I figure out which one. Let's go.
Yeah. That was I wasn't even that nice. I just basically said, take off the one you've got, put them over there in the corner back in the basket, let's go. And that was it. And he didn't do that to me again. But I am not the only woman that he did it to. Because you would confer this, and other women at the party would say, did you do him? Okay. And we'll call his name is Jay. Okay. So did you do Jay? Well, Yeah, I did. Did he have his underwear? Everybody goes, oh yeah, he showed us all the underwear. Did you pick one up? They all did the same thing. Okay.
Oh, good. Good. There's hope.
Men, we don't want to see you in your underwear. We don't.
I don't want to burst anybody's bubble, and that certainly is not kink shaming.
I was going to say, if that's his gimmick, don't hate on the guy. I've got my own gimmick. It's not that. It's far from it.
You're right. I let him wear it, but I would always take it off, and I was just like, just don't bring the rest of them over. And he liked it. He was so messed up. He was on that hot crazy line. He was a hot guy that worked out all the time, that drank so much that he was losing his license all the time. And you know, he would tell you he was medical and he knew the body, and then he knew the body in the way that some medical professionals don't know the body. So it was kind of like, oh, I don't ever want to do this guy again. These are the people that made me hide in the closet. No, I remember.
I think I know who we're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't think I knew that he did that with the underwear. I would, because there was a time I was pretty tight with him, and we'd text each other several times a week.
Oh yeah,
and I would have called him out on that. But let's talk about her for a minute.
Jay, the other Jay, we'll call her Jay. Jay and Jay.
Miss
Jay. Jay.
Miss Jay.
Yeah.
Jay.
If we're talking about who we're talking about, her line of work was really similar to another one of us.
Yes.
If we're talking about, okay.
No. No, she had she worked as a...
Are you tired of awkward eye contact across the hot tub? Sick of trying to remember if Steve the professor and Elle were the ones into eating cake off her coochie? Or the ones into everything else? Then you need the Swing Sync Party Pager, the first wearable lifestyle device that lets you know when someone across the room is interested in networking. With Swing Sync, simply clip the pager to your belt, purse, or wherever your outfit still has fabric. When another compatible pager wearer walks by, you'll get one of three alerts. Beep, beep, friendly chat. Great for conversation, cocktails, and pretending you understand cryptocurrency. Beep, beep, beep. Open to adventure. Things may escalate past the charcuterie board. Beep! Cancel tomorrow's plans.
Before Swing Sync, we spent hours trying to figure out who was flirting with us. Now the pager just vibrates and we're like, oh, the bedroom upstairs on the left.
And with our new upgraded hot tub radar mode, Swing Sync can detect chemistry through steam, bubbles, and questionable lighting. No more whispering, no more guessing, no more accidentally flirting with the DJ's wife again.
Swing Sync not responsible for jealous pickleball partners, awkward brunches, or matching tattoos obtained after midnight. Also, not guaranteed to rust, bust, collect dust for 30 days or better, or your vaginal lube will be replenished.
So stop playing the world's most confusing game of Are They Just Friendly? Upgrade your night with the Swing Sync Party Pager. Because when the vibe is right, you shouldn't need a spreadsheet.
Swing Sync. When the room starts buzzing, you'll know why.
I don't know if we called it that one in the Northland. And we ended up just, you know, it's time to go get something going. And we're downstairs, and the only spot left is an air mattress.
Mm-hmm.
And we get going. To what you said, yes, she was a lot of fun, and
hot and crazy,
So, sometimes I'll describe it when I'm getting going like an old diesel, like it's going to take a little bit to get going, but once we're warmed up, we'll run forever. And so we're fucking at full speed. And just like every semi late at night, It starts going off the road, or off the air mattress in this case. And I was like, I am just going to fuck her straight onto the carpet and keep going. I will run her across this whole room if she won't quit moving. And however, we didn't make it that far, because when she was off this air mattress enough, that changed the angle of her hips. I think I remember coming, but it hurt really bad, because her hips had changed, the angle had changed. I'm holding myself up. This has become two thirds of a workout, and I broke it.
Oh God.
If
the air mattress.
So I'll give you the no. The air mattress is probably still being fucked on to this day. the diagnosis was that I bruised my urethra.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor's order was, don't even touch it again.
Oh,
for 2 weeks, I think.
Oh. That had to hurt like hell.
Blood came out.
You know, every man listening to this right now has just squirmed majorly. Wow.
I still fuck really hard despite a sport related injury like this.
You had good rehab. You had really good rehab.
I'm a little more mindful of the angles we're putting in, but whatever angle it was, kind of had it kind of bent in half. And
did you know immediately? Did you know immediately? Hey, whoa, is that where your pain came from? Or you're just pain from being in that angle? And
yeah, I want to say I did. I want to say it was a real sharp shooting pain.
And it wasn't at orgasm, so you didn't quite know if it was, you know,
orgasm
or pain or a combo.
I think I came. Maybe I went and had D finish me, and then it was bleeding. The damage was done.
Was it pink? White or
what?
It was. I don't know. I was afraid to look. I'll be honest. I was afraid to look.
I would be too.
So were you at the other doc's house?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's the whole thing, y'all. We have professionals. There's typically at the party, there's gonna be an EMT, a nurse, a medical person, a doctor, a physician's assistant. Somebody's going to be there. So did you go and find wherever he was, stop him from fucking and have him look at it?
I talked to him Wednesday and then told him what happened and said, and it's still fairly painful to pee. And him being familiar with the people, I said, I don't think this is a candidate for a round of antibiotics. I said, this is a different kind of pain. Like, it's there all the time. You can touch spots and reproduce it. And he said, I have no problem kind of doing this over the phone. This one, I want you to come to the office. And so came by and
broke your dick.
Well,
yes, you broke your dick.
I did.
Broke dick mattress.
Oh,
did we just name this episode?
God, but you say the mattress held up. So whatever brand,
yeah,
it should be,
the mattress,
they should
held
be one
up.
Of our endorsements. We should be endorsing them, or they should be one of our.
It's called a broken number.
You're putting together
a
party of the century, and you're going to have people over, and you don't want to break your furniture. Go get a Coleman.
Yeah, exactly. Woohoo!
Just like Deadpool and Wolverine in the Honda Odyssey, that Coleman Air mattress fucked hard.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well,
Steve, you had three things, and I think we only talked about one. Give us number two.
Well, no, we talked about numbers. Okay. We talked about the last one was just a real simple thing. We had a party, and the guy was my age. And we're sitting there talking, and he says, yeah. He goes, I want a girlfriend to find a wife who's half my age.
Oh.
So, okay. In their 30s, I said, there's three criteria for that. You have to be richy rich, good looking, and hung. I said, I know you're not one of them, so probably not two of them, so good luck. But I just couldn't believe that. He goes, yeah. He goes, I think I'm going to find me a girlfriend or a wife who's half my age. Went, oh, okay, cool, whatever. Oh. So, and fortunately, we're nice, good enough friends that I was able to joke with him a little bit. But that's just crazy. It's,
well, but the thing,
what? Go ahead.
Never mind. It was going to be ambitious. A bad joke. Yes. Yes. Let's hope all of his equipment is in fine working order.
I do have a question for everybody, though. Okay. And I was going to ask this a couple weeks ago when everybody was on here. Have you found over the years that your kinks, your fetishes, whatever you want to call them, have changed or evolved?
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I think at one time, you know, I really like this. Then that's what it goes at. Now I really like that. Oh, let's go here, or you know, let's go there. So, and I just, am I the only one who is doing this, or this happens to?
And I think part of it is we've had some Kodak moments where we thought it was going to be great. We tried it, and it wasn't great. Okay, so yeah, take that one off the list, and then you go, okay, so should I add another one to the list or whatever? And then stuff happens in the middle of a party. Or a middle of a situation that I didn't know that I liked, and somebody showed me I liked. Okay. Mm-hmm. The story of being at Moon City in Paris and having my foot sucked on through the jail cell thing by the other guy as I was getting fucked and eaten at the same time. Okay. I mean, it was... The toe sensation was fantastic. So I had no idea that I liked that until it happened. Okay. And then some things in your head, you think you're really going to like it. You think you're really going to like the DP. And then you get in it and I just couldn't focus. You know, that's the whole thing of 69. Everybody wants to do a 69. Well, I'm getting so damn old. I don't want to do a 69. I got to lay on the side and I got to do the ? Okay. It's not really a 69. But even then, I want to be able to concentrate on the dick that I'm blowing, not whether or not I'm going to kick you in the head while you're eating on me. Okay. Because sometimes that happens when you get me to almost come. Okay. So, that changes. And if you're
a tall person, such as myself, that's 69. You can almost only do it with another tall person, or you've got some stretching to do, you know?
Well, we got some tall people.
Yeah.
We just got to hook you up there. Okay.
That's right. I've been hooked up.
I also think what happens, so my physical limitations have definitely changed. You know, I believe it's going to be difficult to put me up against a wall anymore and do me, but it's still hot thinking about it. But then there's some other things that I didn't know that have become really, really good. So I think the word is evolve, like you said.
Yeah,
I think you're right. 100%.
I think, what about you guys? Are you still on the same thing or have you crossed stuff off your bucket list and go, I'm never going to do that again?
You want a confession?
Oh, sure. Uh-oh.
Yes, I want a confession. I want the truth. Besides the fact that you're not going to do it on a mattress anymore, that's a blow-up mattress to break your dick.
No more.
Bear your soul, Roger, to Pope Janet.
Dee and I we just quick recap. We dated for a couple years, got
Yep.
married in July of 2014, and then we met everybody on this panel in 2015. I'm fairly positive. In the last 6 months, and I'm sitting here trying to remember just what was going on that first time, but I was going down on D, and either she moved just right, but her butt was right there, and I just started running my tongue across her butthole, and it turned me on so bad. And
Ah.
once a week or so, just get that going, and it still just it just puts like a primal feeling on me, and I don't know why I waited so long.
Well, I will say this. As someone who has played with your wife, never that, but Bud, that's not a confession. That's called living the dream.
Right.
Yeah.
You
Bruh.
know? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So nice. You know, and I never ventured there because I know how she was about that. So
Right, you know.
I just stayed away.
So, like,
Right.
it's
I
a
mean, because like
surprising.
when we first met, she brought you over holding your dick, walking over to me and said, "This woman likes to be fucked in the ass here." Okay, that was how we met.
Yeah.
At a party.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
Yeah,
thanks.
so and it would, I mean, we talked about it a little bit. I am clearly the one getting more out of it. She goes along with it the best she can until those primal urges start coming in, and she tries to gate me back, and it's fun, but yeah, you know her. That's not her thing. It's
Wow.
not her thing.
But it's also part of, and so Missy Evil was the one that taught me this. She said, you know, the thing is that you owe trying a new thing three times. And she'd say, the first time you do it, if it doesn't work out, it might be because of something you were having a bad day. And she said, the second time you do it, if it doesn't work out, it's because they were having a bad day. And she goes, if the third time you do it and it's still not good, then it's not good. And she said, but if it's something that doesn't involve too much discomfort on your part and your partner likes it, then do it. And if you have to act, act because you're in it with your partner and you know that it satisfies them.
100%.
So her voice hits in my head sometimes, you know, when we were at parties or whatever, and somebody would say, "Do you want to do a DP?" Yeah. All right, I'll try it again.
I'm sorry.
Do
I'm
it.
sorry. Every
You know,
time
did you
you
try it three times?
I've tried it, I think 8 times more than that.
Oh my goodness.
I'm
Well,
wow.
because
Wow. No, I'm not
it seems
shaming. I'm
it's the
wow.
fantasy. It's the fantasy of a lot of people who come to the party.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so the thing is, and the hardest thing to find
Oh,
is
and
the woman that.
as a good hostess, she is
Two
going to
things.
make your
Okay. So
dreams come true.
it's a double-edged sword because when people find out that you like to be, that you can handle being fucked in the ass, then that you get all the guys at the party that want to fuck you in the ass. Okay. And then sometimes your party is being fucked in the ass. And then you're just like, is that all I am? Okay. Is that all I am? And you know, and Roger's sitting there laughing, but it's true. There's sometimes when I have a really hard time saying no, but at the same time, I know a lot of women don't like that, do it in the ass, and a lot of women can't come that way, and I can't. Okay. I also know that it's passable when somebody's doing a DP with me with the right players that I can come that way. Okay. And I say with the right players, I will try to make every guy's fantasy come true with the DP. I'm faking it most of the time because I have this head that wants to focus it. I go to the spank bank in my memory. You guys are all fucking me. And instead of me thinking about the fact that there's two of them sliding in and out, have two of them popped in the one hole, or are they both in my JJ and am I going to get some bad stuff? And oh my God, I hope the coconut oil goes into the right place. All those things are in my head. And then I got to go to my spank bank to come. I start thinking about Paris and being the clock and being fucked with the guy sucking on my toes. Or I think of my other spank bank stuff. Okay, which sometimes involves having a bunch of women do stuff to me. That is in my head, and then I will come. Okay, but so I can't tell you the number of times that I've done a DP.
I am just imagining us in the shower afterwards, and you're just kind of having that moment, like that was the third one tonight. Is that why anybody comes here? Is that all I am there?
Is that all I'm good for?
No, baby, no. I tried the pinwheels you made downstairs and they were amazing.
Yeah, the food was good too.
You made the best pinwheels.
I think there was so dumb. I think Barbie's husband knows this about me. And so what he would do would find me at a party near the end of the party and say, how many people have come in your pussy? How many people have come in your ass? And then I would give him the number or whatever. And he'd go get up on the bed. And I would tingle all over because to be told to get up on the bed because I knew what was coming. And he would be like, take your clothes off, get up on the bed, hands and knees. And then he would open up my ass and lick it. And lick it like it was a melting sundae, melting ice cream cone that he just could not get enough of, his favorite flavor. And that's what he would do. And just bury himself in it. And Barbie's like putting her hand over her heart.
I love how she has her hand on her chest right now. Just
she knows that's her hand.
Admiration.
I love her.
He touched your heart the same way.
Exactly.
Because it's truly pleasure, perversion, pleasure. And it was all worth it. You know, then that's all worth it. And I'm not saying that it was painful. No, because I got good at it. I figured out coconut oil, how to do it, how to, stretch yourself out with the butt plugs and all that other stuff. Get yourself ready, get yourself clean, all that other good stuff. I was ready for it. And I knew that. But he would do that at the parties and he would find me. So that's my confession.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
Yeah, the best one. Janet was at one of your parties and you've been playing and Detroit Dan was there and you came down or into the room, leaned up against so totally, totally fucked drunk. Detroit Dan had just put that 12-inch cock up your ass and fucked you into oblivion.
Yes. And
that was just and I've never seen anyone other than you look intoxicated from alcohol, but yet from being fucked. I said, right. Wow.
Fucked drunk.
Unbelievable. So that's my favorite memories, my fondest memories.
Yeah. And
that would have made a great video.
It was not a DP. Okay.
No, it was not.
It was not. And so the whole
not
thing
with
is
him.
Oh. Right. So I think I've done a DP with him. He's a good candidate for a DP. Why? Because the guy with the little dick has to go in the vagina and then Detroit Dan comes flying in from behind. Yeah. It doesn't matter how much weight I've gained in my ass, it's all coming in. And that's not, you know, because I've gotten to where anal is fine. I like anal. It's fine. But it's the DP when you want me to focus on two men at the same time and have to worry about that. It's just not the thing for me. But, you know, it is for other people. And I know it was something Fabio liked. So I did it.
Yeah.
Because
I've done it, but
I totally love Barbie's husband too, because that's what he would do for me, you know.
Gotta have a cleanup crew.
Gotta have a cleanup crew. And a good cleanup crew.
Yeah.
I think we have tantalized everybody. I'm gonna give the warning here for anybody who has made it all the way through this episode. Right now, if you want to talk to us, you go to our website, which is currently beyondmonogamypodcast.com. In the next week or two, we're going to change that podcast. I will let you know then. I'm not going to tell you what the name of it is now, because somebody will buy it and make me pay lots of money to try and grab it. So we're going to change the name of the podcast. We're going to try and make it something that is a little bit easier to hide, a little bit easier to explain. Why is this on your playlist?
Elmer's Toe Service.
And so we will let you know what that is when we get to it at that time. So if you want to listen to some old episodes, go to our website now. Those episodes are on the website. They're also on wherever we have sent these out to. But those episodes will disappear. We will bring them back out of the archives eventually when we start the new podcast web URL. So for all you flies on the wall, thank you if you made it this far. I'll let you know, stay tuned, keep listening. And we appreciate that you came to talk to us today. And we want you to come again, and come again.
That's it for this episode of Beyond Monogamy. We hope you enjoyed our podcast. And we look forward to having you back again for the next episode of Beyond Monogamy.